Tony Snow died early this morning. He was a well-known conservative commentator, a Fox News host, and then in May of 2006, President Bush made Tony Snow his press secretary. He served in the White House until last fall when he resigned suddenly. His colon cancer had returned. NPR's Juan Williams is here. And Juan, you sat next to Tony Snow as a pundit on his talk shows. You sat across from him as a journalist in the White House press room. Tell us about the Tony Snow you knew.
Well, first of all, I knew him as a friend, and I must tell you, as a friend, it's interesting. Tony was 53, I'm 54. I went to Haverford and was a philosophy major. He went to Davidson and then University of Chicago as a philosophy major, and he loved to argue. So Tony delighted in being the conservative perspective on any issue and wanted to explore it and argue against, well, me and the likes of me. And so we would have these fireworks explosions, but the fact is that Tony Snow was also one of these guys. We'd go to the Orioles and the baseball game and sit there, and people would say, what are you two doing sitting together, you know?
President and Mrs. Bush sent out a statement today. In part, it reads, it was a joy to watch Tony at the podium each day. He brought wit, grace, and a great love of country to his work. His colleagues will cherish memories of his energetic personality and relentless good humor.
No doubt about it. And remember that he was a speechwriter for the first President Bush. And when he returned to the White House for the current President Bush, I think he transformed the whole press room environment, because you went from Scott McClellan, who was really sort of dug in, defensive, very limited, didn't smile, to a performer in Tony Snow. I mean, this is a guy who not only was taking the offensive and challenging the press corps, but a guy who would go out and raise money for conservative causes and conservative candidates. The press secretary had never done that. He was like a TV personality suddenly behind the podium, and I think it helped President Bush in terms of trying to gain some traction at a very difficult time.
Well, that made him kind of a lightning rod, too, didn't it?
Oh, without a doubt, because then people would say that Tony didn't have his facts quite right, because he's on the offensive, and so suddenly he became much more of a target.
And let's remember, he came in at a very difficult time in politics in the White House. The war in Iraq was a mess. The president was about to lose the Republican Congress.
Exactly right, yeah. That's what I say. Being on the offensive, he delighted the conservatives. After Tony left the White House, he'd had the first operation for the colon cancer back in 2007. And when he left, he went out as a speaker and, you know, was thinking about writing a book. And people would relate to him on two levels. One, as a cancer survivor. But secondly, they'd say, here is a conservative hero. Here's somebody who's not afraid to make the case for conservatives in the United States, even in the midst of all the Bush turmoil and travail after the war in Iraq.
Tony Snow, he was 53 years old. He died today. He is survived by his wife and three children. Juan, thanks very much for coming in and speaking with us.
You're welcome, Andrea.
I want to play one last clip now. This is Tony Snow, just when he was leaving the White House last fall. Here's what he told Bill O'Reilly of Fox News.
Why sit around and bemoan your fate? Go ahead and get in there, and while you're at it, enjoy every moment that you're alive.